तदौ द्यूतं पानं श्रियासूना यत्र यत्र धर्मश्चतुर्विदा अभ्यर्दितस्तदा तस्मै स्थानानि कलये ददौ द्यूतं पानं श्रियासूना यत्रा धर्मश्चतुर्विदः सूत उवाच अभ्यर्दितस्तदा तस्मै स्थानानि कलये ददौ द्यूतं पानं श्रियासूना यत्रा धर्मश्चतुर्विदः Massages. Okay. We'll do word to word meaning. Sota Uvacha, Sota Goswami said, Abhyarditaha, thus being petitioned, Tada, at that time, Tasmai, unto him, Sthanani, places, Kalaye, to the personality of Kali. Dadau gave him permission. Dyutam, gambling. Panam, drinking. Striyaha, illicit association with women. Suna, animal slaughter. Yatra, wherever. Adharmaha, sinful activities. Chatu Vida, four kinds of. Translation, Suta Goswami said, Maharaja Parikshit, thus being petitioned by the personality of Kali, gave him permission to reside in the places where gambling, drinking, prostitution and animal slaughter were performed. Purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The basic principles of irreligiosity, such as pride, prostitution, intoxication, and falsehood, counteract the four principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. The personality of Kali was given permission to live in the four places particularly mentioned by the king, namely the place of gambling, place of prostitution, the place of drinking, and the place of animal slaughter. Srila Jiva Goswami directs that drinking against the principles of scriptures, such as the Sautramani Yajna, association with women outside marriage, and killing animals against the injunctions of scriptures are irreligious. In the Vedas, two different types of injunctions are there for the Pravruttas, are those who are engaged in material enjoyment, and for the Nivruttas are those who are liberated from material bondage. The Vedic injunction for the Pravruttas is to gradually regulate their activities toward the path of liberation. Therefore, for those who are in the lowest stage of ignorance and who indulge in wine, women and flesh, drinking by performing Sautramani Yajna, association of women by marriage and flesh eating by sacrifices are sometimes recommended. Such recommendations in the Vedic literature are meant for a particular class of men and not for all. But because they are injunctions of the Vedas for particular types of persons, such activities by the Pravruttas are not considered adharma. One man's food may be poison for others. Similarly, what is recommended for those in the mode of ignorance may be poison for those in the mode of goodness. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu therefore affirms that recommendations in the scriptures for a certain class of men are never to be considered adharma or irreligious. But such activities are factually adharma and they are never to be encouraged. The recommendations in the scriptures are not meant for encouragement of such adharma, but for regulating the necessary adharma gradually toward the path of dharma. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit, it is the duty of all executive heads of states to see that the principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, are established in the state and that the principles of religion, namely pride, illicit female association or prostitution, intoxication and falsity, are checked by all means. And to make the best use of a bad bargain, the personality of Kali may be transferred to the places of gambling, drinking, prostitution and slaughterhouses, if there are any places like that. Those who are addicted to these irreligious habits may be regulated by the injunctions of the scripture. In no circumstances should they be encouraged by any state. In other words, the state should categorically stop all sorts of gambling, drinking, prostitution and falsity. The state which wants to eradicate corruption by majority may introduce the principles of religion in the following manner. 1. 2 compulsory fasting days in a month, if not more. Austerity. Even from the economic point of view, such 2 fasting days in a month in the state will save tons of food, and the system will also add very favorably to the general health of the citizens. There must be compulsory marriage of young boys and girls attaining 24 years of age and 16 years of age respectively. There is no harm in co-education in the schools and colleges, provided the boys and girls are duly married. And in case there is any intimate connection between a male and female student, they should be married properly without illicit relation. The Divorce Act is encouraging prostitution and this should be abolished. The citizens of the state must give charity up to 50% of their income for the purpose of creating a spiritual atmosphere in the state or in a human society, both individually and collectively. They should preach the principles of Bhagavatam by A. Karma Yoga, or doing everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. B. Regular hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam from authorized persons or realized souls. C. Chanting of the glories of the Lord congregationally at home or at places of worship. D. Rendering all kinds of service to Bhagavatas engaged in preaching Srimad Bhagavatam. And E. Residing in a place where atmosphere is saturated with God consciousness. If the state is regulated by the above process, naturally there will be God consciousness everywhere. Gambling of all description, even speculative business enterprise, is considered to be degrading. And when gambling is encouraged in the state, there is a complete disappearance of truthfulness. Allowing young boys and girls to remain unmarried more than the above mentioned ages, and licensing animal slaughterhouses of all description should be at once prohibited. The flesh eaters may be allowed to take flesh as mentioned in the scriptures and not otherwise. Intoxication of all description, even smoking cigarettes, chewing tobacco or the drinking of tea, must be prohibited. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనా శలాకయ చక్షురో మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగనా రఘునాదాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం చ. ఏ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమ. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ సీక్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్ల్డ్ వైష్ణవాస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ ఫర్ మై ఓన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో జనరలీ ఐ అవాయిడ్ గివింగ్ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ రెగ్యులేటివ్ బ్రేకింగ్ ద ఫోర్ రెగ్యులేటివ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఇన్ ద క్లాసెస్, బట్ టుడే ద టాపిక్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ ద బ్రేకింగ్ ఫోర్ రిగార్డింగ్ ద సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్. So I cannot avoid that. And when this sloka came, I asked one of my ashram friend, this is about the four sinful activities where Kali resides. And I told, I myself is a victim of Kali, what can I speak? So he told me, tell that it is your own story. So whatever I am presenting, it is my own story. I am speaking to myself to encourage myself to follow the four regulative principles. In this, since it is a sensitive topic, there may be some harsh examples or something may be there. It is not to intend to offend anyone. It is just speaking to myself. So we can see the context. In the chapter 4, Suta Goswami, Saunakada Rishis, they ask three questions about Srimad Bhagavatam, hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam and speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. So they ask when and where Srimad Bhagavatam is appeared, what is the inspiration, how Suta Goswami, who doesn't stay at a place more than the time for milking the cow, how he stayed for so much time and gave 7 days to Parikshit Maharaj, and what are the activities of Parikshit Maharaj, what is his life and activities. We know that the enemies come and surrender their wealth for their own benefit. Such Parikshit Maharaj, when he was young, why he gave up the life? Then chapter 4, 5 and 6 described Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction. Narada Muni appears and Narada Muni tells he was dissatisfied because he did not repeatedly and consistently glorified the Lord in the scriptures that he has compiled. Then he encourages Vyasadeva to compile Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam you repeatedly glorify the Lord. By that you will be relieved from this dissatisfaction. Then Narada Muni tells his own story, how from the maid servant's son he became the pure devotee by the association of Bhaktivedantas. That is all given. In 4, 5, 6, the appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam is described in chapter 4, 5 and 6. After that, since one more question is, what is, please describe about the birth of Parikshit. So in the chapter 7, Suta Goswami describes the Ashwatthama attacking the womb of Uttara. because Bharata Parikshit need to be described and how Krishna protected. Then Sota Goswami gets carried away and he describes Queen Kunti prayers, Bhishma Deva's passing away, then Krishna going to Dwaraka. After describing everything in chapter 12, again he comes back to the Bharata Parikshit and he describes the Parikshit Maharaj birth. Then the activities of Parikshit need to be described. For that he need to become the king. So that's why first Dhritarashtra need to leave the throne. So Dhritarashtra going to forest is described. Then Pandavas also need to resign. Then only Parikshit will become king. So Pandavas will go only when Krishna disappears. Krishna's disappearance, then Pandavas retiring, all of them are described. Now, to describe the activities of Parikshit, one of the major activities is punishing the Kali. So that's why in this chapter, in the 16th and 17th chapter, we can see the conversation between Bhumi Devi and Dharma in the form of cow and bull. So there we see the Kali is hurting the bull and cow. At that time, Parikshit Maharaj asked, who is the culprit? But Dharma did not answer, because if I find out fault, I may get that fault. You spot it, you got it. That's why Dharma did not answer. But Parikshit, he took the sword and he is about to kill the Kali. Then Kali surrendered and she requested, please give me some places. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj is giving these places. So we can see, Srila Prabhupada says, Loke vyavaya amisha madhya seva nityahi jantor nahi tatra chodana. In the world, in the living entities, vyavaya means interest, inclined towards sex life, or amisha, meat, madhya, intoxication. These are natural. Nityahi jantor, nahi tatra chodana. There is no need to, chodana means encouragement. No need to encourage this. These are there already in the each and every living entity. So one time Neelakrishna Prabhu, he invited me to distribute books in CST, because some trains, they go long journey trains. Half an hour before only they keep in the platform. So during that half an hour we distribute to whoever passengers who comes. So I go there, I make announcement, please take Bhagavad Gita. It is like a manual for mankind. We give example, if you buy washing machine, you will get the manual. You need to read that manual, then only you can operate. Similarly, read Bhagavad Gita to lead life peacefully. Like that we make announcement. If someone is interested, I will sit next to him and I will explain him, see, there is a Sanskrit sloka, then English it is given, then word-to-word meaning, translation, purport. Please take, all 700 slokas are given. Then he will ask, oh, all are there, all 700 are there, yes, all are there. Then he searches for some time, whether anywhere MRP is written or not. Then finally, he may purchase, or he may not purchase. So much encouragement need to be given. At that time I was sitting there, one person came with lot of magazines. I don't mention the name, Star Dash, that magazine name. So he is going Star Dash, Star Dash, Star Dash, like that. He is not sitting with anyone and explaining anything. People are calling him, please come, give one copy, another copy, another copy. So many copies he was distributing. So I was wondering, I am doing so much endeavor to sell one Bhagavad Gita, but this person, without any endeavor, he is distributing so many books. What is the reason? Vyavaya amisha madhya seva nityahi nahi tatra chodana. No need to encourage. It is already there in the living entities. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, there is no education for animals how to mate, because it is already there. They always knows. So there is no need to encourage these sinful activities. In fact, some countries, one of my ashram friend, he is telling, in one country they encouraged the sex education. The result is even the minor children are taking to prostitution. So there is no need to regulate. But the Shastras, they regulate. Shastras, they say that the Shastra word come from Shas Dhatu. Shas means regulate or ruling or discipline. From that comes Shastra, Shastra, Shasan, all these words. Shastra means scripture. Shastra means weapon. Shasan means ruling given by the government. So these three actually helps us to protect ourselves if it is done by the right people. That's why Kardama tells Svayambhu Manu, if you don't move around the world twanging your bow, then the thieves and rogues, they actually break the Varnashram system. We can see when the Anga Maharaj left or when the Vena was killed, so many thieves were there in the country. So Shastra is also very important. Similarly, the Shasan, during the Corona time, the government made the rule, everyone need to wear the mask. That Shasan actually protected the people. So Shastra, Shasan, they protect. Similarly, the Shastra also there to protect us. Shastras are like our mothers. If the mother is with child, if the child is playing in the courtyard, mother allows him freely. Okay, you can play however the way. But if they are on the terrace, mother restricts him. Mother don't allow so much, don't give freedom. Child may feel so much nice breeze is coming. Why are you not allowing me to play around? But the mother will not allow because he may hurt himself. Similarly, the Shastras, they are there to protect us from the hurt. Otherwise, these sinful activities, they destroy us. For example, if we use a Mercedes-Benz car for plowing the field, then what happens? Plowing the field means Mercedes-Benz car compared to the human body. Tractor is compared to the animal body. Animal body can be engaged in the lower activities like eating, meetings, mating, sleeping, defending. But if we use the Mercedes-Benz car for plowing the field, then the car is damaged or the field is damaged and the driver is frustrated. So car is damaged means if we see by engaging in these activities of intoxication or illicit sex, sexually transmitted diseases or the AIDS, all these things comes. And also many of the summary of the half of the crime news is husband is there, wife is there, and one of them have paramour. Either husband has paramour or wife has paramour. Among these three, one will die. That is sure. One will die and the remaining two go into jail. So this is the summary of the crime news, most of the crime news. So this give these sinful activities, they bring the misery. And our cancer, liver cirrhosis. So these are the problems. That's why Shastra want to protect us. They want to and also the field is damaged. Field is damaged means we created so much water pollution, air pollution, and the driver is frustrated means many of the suicides are increasing. What is the reason? Because people are engaged in the lower activities instead of self-realization. That's why Shastras regulate to protect us. We see how Shastras regulate. The illicit sex, they regulate through the marriage. Shastras allow the marriage ceremony. That's why we need to see, Krishna says, Dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamosme bharatarushabha. The kama which is against dharma, I am that. Then what is that kama which is against dharma? So, Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells two kinds of bad association. Asat sangha tyagi yai vaishnavachar, stri sangi yeka asadu krishna abhakta ar. There are two kinds of bad association. One is Sri Sanghi, another is Krishna Bhakta. So, to indicate one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used the word Eka. Sri Sanghi Eka. One is Sri Sanghi, another is Krishna Bhakta. But some of the community people, some community called Sahajiyas, they interpret as Asat Sri Sanghi Eka. So they say that having association with Eka Sri Sanghi. Eka Sri Sanghi means association with one woman is bad association. So you need to have association with many women. That is how the Prabhupada tells, they keep, they are like monkeys, they keep so many women. Then there is another organization who say that Sambhog Se Samadhi, they take Bhagavad Gita verse, Nigraham Kim Karishyati, what does the repression accomplish? Engage your senses, just do it, whatever the way you want to do. So then Rama tells to Vali, when Vali was accusing, we don't have any enmity, why are you killing me? So at that time Lord Ram tells, actually for one who makes sexual relationship with daughter or wife of the brother, they need to be punished. So I am representative of Bharat, so that's why I have killed you. So these are the illicit sex against the scriptures. That's why Prabhupada introduced marriage. In the Western world, they say marriage is legalized prostitution. One of the writer, he has mentioned, one of the famous writer, he mentioned marriage is legalized prostitution. When it was told to Prabhupada, Prabhupada told, no, marriage is not legalized prostitution. It is recommended by our sages and the scriptures. It is yajna, vivaha yajna, it is called, it is a sacrifice. That's why Srila Prabhupada himself, when he was there, it comes in the Miracle in Second Avenue, when he was in the with David Allen in Bowery. So one time he took LSD and he tried to attack Prabhupada. Prabhupada immediately got down the four stories. He went to the Mike and Jan, their home. So early morning Prabhupada knocked their door, they came out. And both of them came out from the same bedroom. Prabhupada asked them, are you married? So they were surprised. Marriage? What kind of, why are you asking that kind of question? Then Prabhupada nodded his head disapprovingly. Without marriage you should not stay together. Then Prabhupada conducted their marriage. Prabhupada conducted their marriage and Mukunda and Janaki, they got married in that way. So Srila Prabhupada introduced the marriage system. In 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada mentions, yajna, dana, tapa should not be given up by anyone. So Prabhupada tells, although I am sannyasi, I had wife and children, grandchildren, I got separated from them. I don't have anything to with the marriage. Still I am engaged conducting marriage for my disciples. Why? Because I want to protect them. Because marriage is a yajna which will protect the people from going towards the illicit sex. Then tomorrow is Ramanavami. We can see even from Lord Ram the highest standards. Lord Ram, when he was banished to the Dandakaranya, Bharat Maharaj came from his maternal uncle Yudhajit's home. Bharat Maharaj asked, where is my father? Kaikeyi tells, your father went to the same place where all the pious people went. Then he cries a lot. Finally he asks, where is Lord Ram? Then she tells, Lord Ram is banished to forest for 14 years. Bharat Maharaj asks, what crime he has committed? Did he take the wealth of a Brahmana? Or did he hurt someone pious or very poor person? Or did he take the violate any man's wife? What is the reason why Ram was sent to the forest? Then Kaikeyi tells, Narama Paradarama Chikshun Api Napashyati. So Kaikeyi tells, Rama doesn't even look at other's wives with his eyes also. Also he did not take anything from Brahmanas. Also he did not take the hurt anyone. But he was sent so that you will become the king. That is how Kaikeyi tells. And also we can see in the Kishkindha Kanda, when they were living with on the mountain at that place, the Sugriva brings the jewels. He shows the jewelry, please check whether it is Sita's. So Rama asks Lakshman, can you please identify these jewels? Then Lakshman tells, Naham janami keyure, naham janami kundale, nupuretu abhijanami nityam padabhi vandanat. He tells, I can't recognize the bangles or I can't recognize the earrings, but I can recognize the payal. Why? Nupure. Why? Because every day I offer obeisances to Sita Devi's feet, at that time I can see the pile. So he is telling, I can't, means he never saw above the feet. These are the highest standards. I am not practicing, but I aspire to practice. So meat eating is regulated also through allowing them to sacrifice and then take. So, but just as we had seen, this vyavaya, amisa, madhya, they are there in the heart of everyone. No need to encourage them. But in the modern world, they discourage dharma. There was a cinema in Telugu 25 years back. So the hero, he want to impress the his love interest, and then he assumes that she is vegetarian. Then he tells a lie, saying that I am also vegetarian. After some time, he come to know that she is non-vegetarian. Then he goes into a room in front of mirror. He chastises himself, saying that how did you assume like that? For the rest of life, you need to eat turiya, dudi, bopula, and what kind of life is yours? Like that, he criticizes himself. But it appears that he is criticizing himself, but passively they are sending a message to whoever is watching that, oh, eating this is not a life. It is, there is no no taste in that. That kind of message they are slowly spreading that. So that's why the Shastras say, you want to eat, eat only on the Amavasya day by offering to the Kali. And also, you yourself need to cut that particular animal. So this is how the Shastras regulate the, but that is also misused by the people. Srila Prabhupada says in Calcutta, because the Shastras are saying they keep Kali deity in the regular slaughterhouse, and they name Hindu Brahmana Kati. So if you purchase from here, there is no sin for you. On any day you can eat. That is how they misuse such kind of things. Then we can see the intoxication can be regulated by offering to Chandi. You can take, but offer it to Chandi and then take the liquor. Then the Shastras, they regulate the gambling by giving so many stories from the Vedas, by teaching how the, what are the disadvantages of gambling. We will see from Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnaya by Madhvacharya. He gives interesting episode. Madhvacharya says the Kali is unseeable and undetectable. Where Kali lives? Kali lives in the heart of every living entity. No one can detect him. And Duryodhana is Kali himself. Duryodhana is Kali himself. And during Samudra Manthan, Jaishta Lakshmi, before Lakshmi appeared, there is one more Lakshmi appeared, who is called Alakshmi or Jaishta Lakshmi. She is full of fear, negativity, insecurity. So she is the one who took birth as Mantara, and she is the one who also took birth as the wife of Duryodhan. So when Duryodhan, he, after Rajasuya sacrifice, he felt that envious, so much Lakshmi they have, Pandavas, I need to grab it. He proposes to Duryodhan, we will play the gambling match and I will take all the, he will proposes to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra condemns it. No, we should not do. Then Duryodhan tells, if you don't agree, I will kill myself. So Madhvacharya says, in the Kali Yuga, most of the children, they threaten their parents like this. They say that, we will kill ourselves if you don't agree with us. And most of the parents, they are not able to follow dharma because of the pressure created by the children. Then Duryodhan, they send Vidura, please go and bring Pandavas. So Vidura goes, as a brother of Dhritarashtra, he passes the message. But as a well-wisher of the Pandavas, he also says, please don't go to that match, because it is, he tells all the ill effects of the gambling. But our Yudhishthira Maharaj, who was already influenced by the Kali, he has taken a vow, whoever calls me to gambling, I will never reject it. So at that time, Krishna was not there. When Vidura went to the Pandavas, Krishna went to Dwaraka to kill Salva. Salva did tapasya for so many years by eating one fist of mud every day so that he can defeat the Yadavas. So Pradyumna and everyone tried, but they are getting defeated by Salva. Finally Krishna himself went. That is the time Vidura went with the gambling match proposal. Then and they did not consult Krishna also. They did not consult Krishna, should we go for the gambling match or not. Immediately they started. That's why there it is mentioned, Vidura is also Yamaraj only. Because Yamaraj, when he was cursed by Mandavya Muni, he came as the Vidura. And Yudhishthir also Yamaraj only. So both Yamaraj forms, both are discussing. One is telling, don't go to the gambling. Other is telling, I will go to the gambling. So in the similar way, the thoughts of the, in the Kali Yuga, people get both the thoughts, good thoughts and evil thoughts. It is mentioned surprisingly, most of the time evil thoughts only win over. So then finally they went to the this place, gambling match. Then there Yudhishthir lost everything. Then he lost all the four brothers, he lost himself, he lost Draupadi. Then they sent, they told Pratikami, please bring Draupadi here, because he is our servant now. Draupadi says that, please tell whether he lost, Yudhishthir lost himself first or he lost me first. Then Duryodhan tells, please ask her to come here and ask that question. But the Pratikami, when he goes, he don't come. Then Dushyasana was sent. She tells, actually I am in the monthly season, I am wearing single cloth. I will definitely come and ask, but at a later point of time. He tells, you are our servant. Whatever we say, you need to come. So you have to come now only. He drags her to the court. There Draupadi tells, actually wife is the husband's half part. The moment Yudhishthir was lost, I was also lost. He no need to play gamble again to lose me, because I was already became your servant. But although I have, wife is the servant, even in that situation, wife need to serve the husband only, who is also a servant. She should not serve someone else. So this is the Shastra, that is how she tells. But Bhishma Dev and all the other people, they can't, they say, because they are also influenced by Kali. Only Kunti Maharani, Draupadi, Vidura, four Pandavas, they are not influenced by Kali. All others are influenced by Kali there. They couldn't answer. Then Vidura, who is not influenced by Kali, he raises his hands and he tells, actually what she is telling is correct. See, in any situation, wife should not serve someone else other than husband. He raises his hands, indicated that he is also helpless. Although he has scriptural knowledge, he doesn't have the power to take it into action. So that's why he is also helpless. Then Vikarna, who is the brother of Duryodhan, he is a hypocrite. He wants to be known as a Dharmajna, as the knower of Dharma. So he gets up and he tells, yes, whatever Draupadi is telling correct, she is not lost. Whatever is done in gambling, it should not be taken seriously. At that time, Karna silences him. All these Bhishma, Drona, they are not able to answer, who are you to tell? You are a child. He silences him and he tells, remove the clothes of Pandavas and Draupadi. As soon as Pandavas heard, they removed their upper garments, they sat down. And the Dushyasan, he went to remove the clothes of the Draupadi. So then he started removing her clothes. At that time Draupadi prays, Govinda, Dwaraka Vasi, Krishna, Gopi Janapriya, please save me, I am sinking in the ocean of the Kurus, please save me. At that time Krishna immediately comes and he gives her Akshaya Vastra. So the amount of, how much amount of sari is removing, still there is a sari on her body. At that time Duryodhan tells, if four Pandavas tells Yudhishthir is not our master, I will release all of you, Pandavas and the Draupadi. Bhima tells, no, he is always our master. Then after seeing that, Karna tells, since Draupadi, you don't have your own separate wealth, you go to the Duryodhana's inner apartments. There you serve the relatives of Duryodhan. At that time, Duryodhan, he uncovers his dhoti, he shows his right thigh to the Draupadi. Bhima becomes so angry, he takes a vow, if I don't break that thigh, I will not go to the planets where my ancestors went. When he was telling, it is mentioned that smoke and fire coming from the his ears. So much angry, no one is able to look at Bhima at that time. Then finally, Duryodhan, he asks again, if just accept that Yudhishthir is not your master, I will release all of you. Then Arjun tells, no, he is always our master. At that time, Dushyasana starts dragging Draupadi to take to the inner apartments of Duryodhan. By seeing that, Bhima becomes so affected. He tells Sahadev, please bring some wood. We are suffering, I can take it. But Draupadi is suffering, I am not able to see. Just because she married us, why she need to suffer? So he tells Sahadev, bring some wood, I want to burn the hands of Yudhishthir. Then Arjuna tells, you are also getting affected by the this Duryodhana's divide and rule policy. Please don't go into the trap. While they were discussing, then the jackals, they started howling from the yajnas shala of Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. Then Dhritarashtra asked, why so much bad omens are coming? Vidura tells, because Draupadi is insulted, your whole race is going to get destroyed. Then what shall I do to stop this? He tells, please stop insulting her anymore and please her. So then he gives some bones and Draupadi tells, please release Yudhishthir, please release all the four Pandavas. When asked one more bones, he tells, I will not take any more bone. Then the Yudhishthir and they say that, what, please command Dhritarashtra, what should we do? Then Dhritarashtra says, you go to your kingdom and rule it nicely. Whatever the insult that is happened here, please don't remember it. So that is how he mentions. Then they start. Then Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan, Karna, all these people, they go and they say that, how can we release them? Brihaspati tells, enemies should be crushed by using any means. So after doing so much, they will become, they will take revenge now. So either we need to rule or they need to rule. Now it is not possible for coexistence. So they will attack us. Then Dhritarashtra tells, if that is the case, bring them back, we will play again. So again they brought back and then there was a gambling match. In that gambling match they were sent to the 12 years plus 1 year incognito. So when they were in the Vanavas, some of the rishis come and they tell the story, like you, other people also lost the wealth. They tell the story of Nala Damayanti, how Nala also lost the this wealth due to the gambling. So we can see how the gambling, and nowadays they may not be there, but in other forms, like I know one boy studying B.Tech, he got into this betting business. So cricket betting, etc. He lost so much money and he took loan from other friends and he don't want to go to the college again because friends will ask money. So somehow parents came to know and some devotees got involved, they counseled him nicely and he came out of that, from this betting kind of things. So in this way, the scriptures regulate the illicit sex through marriage and meat eating through by offering to Kali and then take. Similarly, if you want to drink intoxication or liquor, offer it to Chandi. There are some rules. In that way only one has to take. But this is not encouragement. This is only some concession given. Prabhupada always give the example of liquor. Liquor given by the government. Government don't want to encourage the liquor. But if they doesn't give, then people make their own liquor. They consume and then they get sick. In the during Corona time, there was lockdown. For some days, liquor was not given to people. In one state of India, they mixed the sanitizer in the water and they drank. Many people got killed actually by that because it was not there. That's why government supplies that liquor. Otherwise, the people harm themselves. Similarly, the scriptures also, because people are at various levels, to help them, the scriptures gives all this. However, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, one man's food is poison for others. So although scripture are telling many things, we cannot say that I will also do that. No. As per tantric scriptures, 5 M's are allowed. They are Mams, Matsya, Madira, Maituna and Mura. Mams means flesh, Matsya, fish, Madira, intoxication, Maituna, sex and Mura. Mura means parched rice. These are allowed for tantric scriptures. But those who don't have adhikar for that, they don't need to take this. They can take to something else. So similarly, it is like river. Vedas are like river. We can take whatever we want, that much. No need to take the whole water. If we need 2 buckets, that much only we will use for our purpose. So Vedas have so many things. So one extreme is, I will follow everything given in the Vedas. It is like going to medical shop and so many medicines are there. I will take all those. And the other extreme is, whatever medicine I am taking, that is only correct. All others also should take the same medicine. Means it is the other extreme. It is those who are taking meat, they are wrong. No, they are not wrong. If they are following the scripture, because their disease can be cured in that way. Your disease can be cured in a different way. So as long as someone is following scripture, there is nothing wrong in that. Even the Bhagavad Gita has various levels. Even though Bhagavad Gita is one book, all the instructions are not for everybody. The 2.37 says, Hatova prapsyasi swargam jitvava bhokshise mahim. If you win, you will get the swarga. If you lose, you will get the kingdom. This is meant for sakama karmis. The next sloka tells, Sukadukka same krutva labha labho jaya jayo tato yuddhaya yujyasva naibam papyam avapshisi. Next sloka tells whether the happiness or distress, labh, alabh. Before sloka is telling gain and loss. Next sloka is telling whether gain or loss you fight. So this is for niskama karmis. Similarly, karman eva adhikaraste mention. At the end Krishna tells, give up all the karma, sarva dharman parityajya. So many contradictory instructions are similarly, those who are 3.17 tells, those who are qualified for jnana, they no need to do any karma, they no need to do any varnashram duties. For setting example, they may do, but they no need to do. For ashtanga yogis, if they are on yogaru ruksu stage, they can do the varnashram duties. But when they reach the yogaruda stage, they no need to do varnashram duties. So as for qualification, we need to take the scriptural instructions. We should not take everything. That's why it is mentioned, Svesve adhikaras yanishta. As for our adhikar, whatever is applicable for us, that much we can take from the scriptures. If we say he is fighting bad, it is not bad for the kshatriyas, but bad for the brahmanas. He is begging bad, it is not bad for the brahmanas, but it is bad for the kshatriyas. So we need to take as per our own adhikar, and which will cure us. We no need to get attracted to someone else's medicine. Like if someone is having the jaundice, he is suffering, for him medicine is sugar cane juice. Someone is suffering from malaria, for him medicine is chloroquine. One is sweet, other is bitter. We may see that why he was given sugar cane juice. I also need that kind of medicine. Why was given the bitter medicine? No, it is given to you. It will cure your disease, but not the, if you take other one's medicines, actually your disease may get worse. That's why we can see in this way, the Charitamrita says, Vedanishta madhye ardheka veda mukhe mane, Vedanishedha papakare dharma nahigane, nahigane. So most of the people who says that we are followers of Vedas, and half of them they do only as a lip service, while they are committing the all kinds of sinful activities. So that's why it is mentioned, in this age of Kali, not only the Vedas, all other religions, they may say, I am this particular religion, but everyone is struggling to follow the religious principles. That's why it is mentioned, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. And devotees need to follow these four regulative principles, because Yesham antagata papam jananam punya karmana te dvandam moha nirmukta bhajante mam drudavrata. Anyone can start bhakti, but to perform that bhakti with determination, we need to be free from the papa. So that's why we need to free from these four regulative principles, free from these four sinful activities. And also, I heard in one class, the sin is like dhuli lepa, papa is like vajra lepa. If there is some dust, I can wipe it away. Papa is vajra lepa means, if I bring one screwdriver and make a mark here, by wiping it will not go. So papa is less dangerous, sin aparada is more dangerous, that kind of thing. Then I went to one of the friend and told, okay, I am breaking four regulative principles, but it is not a problem. Dhuli lepa, it will go away. He told that is for other people. But for devotees, we have taken vow in front of the Guru that I follow the four regulative principles. If we break it, then it is the third nama aparad. So it is aparad only for the devotees, he has mentioned. So we can see from the scriptures how by practicing bhakti, the people gave up these sinful activities. Mrugari, he was killing the animals, half killing the animals. But by practicing bhakti, he is not even ready to kill the ants. There was one devotee who participated in genocide. But later they asked him to use the mosquito repellent. He told, I will not, because it will harm the mosquitoes. Or I know one devotee who don't like to see the funnest gravy sabji also, because it appears like some other food item. So much clean heart, he don't want to even look also at that. We can see the illicit sex Pingala, because of association with Dattatreya, she came out of that habit. Or Ajamila, who was addicted to the prostitute, he came out of the habit by the mercy of Vishnu Dutas and Lord Vishnu. And the Jagai Madai, who are addicted to intoxication, they also, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, they came out of this. But gambling, I did not get any example, who are addicted to gambling, but by practicing bhakti, they came out. I couldn't get any example. If you know, tell me later. In this way, we can see, by practice of bhakti, it is mentioned, Isyatsa bhaktir bhagavata akinchana sarvai gunais tatra samashrita sura. All the good qualities of the devatas manifest in the devotee's heart by the practice of bhakti. That's why Prabhupada tells the Lord Jetland, he was there, governor of Bengal. Later, after retirement, he shifted to England. At that time, the Prabhupada's god brothers, they went to England. They were preaching. He asked them, Goswami, can you make me a brahmana? He told, very easy, just follow these four regulations, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. He told, impossible, it is impossible, without that what is life? So Prabhupada tells, although such a Lord Jetland, he is not able to follow, but these small boys, the Europeans, Americans, I don't have any money, I don't give them good shelter, no good prasad, good food, but still they are living with me by giving up all these things. Why? Because they have practiced the Yasyasya Bhaktir Bhagavata Kinchana. Because one of the symptoms of the sadhana bhakti is Kleshagni and Subhada. Subhada means it gives four aspects. He becomes affectionate to all living entities. All living entities gets love him. And he gets happiness, and also he gets good qualities. So he gets these devotees, they got the good qualities. So in that way, I have hope, and those who are struggling like me also have hopes. This bhakti will definitely help us to practice these principles. Although I am speaking so many things, this grass at a subtle level, I myself not able to follow. Like when this subtle level, daya, satyam, tapa, saucham. Sometimes people come to my office, they leave the chappal outside and they come inside. I feel that outside corridor is more cleaner than my office. Although they are leaving chappal outside because that is cleaned by the employees every day. Or I feel I take vow, I will avoid certain food items. After a few days, I found myself doing Operation Revenge again, eating all the things. So this daya, satyam, tapa, saucham, these are certain things I can share in this assembly. But many things I have hard struggle. But with this process of chanting and the mercy of Guru, mercy of the Vaishnavas, because the environment they created, I am able to follow at least a few of these principles because of the atmosphere they have created. I thank all of you for your hearing. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.